Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 100, all stanzas, forever trusting in the Lord. Take heed to do his will. So shalt thou dwell within the land. So shalt thou dwell within the land, and he thy needs shall fill. 1-4 of Psalter 100.
Thank you.
Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the 105th Psalm, Psalm 105, but first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. And let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen, He is the Lord our God, and His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant He made with Abraham, and His oath with Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel and for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, He called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that His word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark. They rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also in their fig trees and brake the trees of their coasts. He spake, and the locusts came and caterpillars and that without number. And did eat up all the herbs in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among them, their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy, and is chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and all faithful, O God, to thy own word and concerning thy own people, thine own chosen, thou didst swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Thou didst also fulfill it in thy own time, though it did go through the way of death, and though it did go through a way wherein thy people did rebel. Lord, then it was from their side not comprehensible, and not according to all their desires, but it was from thy side thy promise, and it was the fulfillment which thou didst work in thy own time and in thy own way, that it might be also to thy own honor and to thy glory. And so they did rejoice on the other side of the sea in all thy wondrous works. And so thou broughtest them also into that land of Canaan after those 40 years, wherein thou didst lead them in that wilderness. And their own sin became evident unto them, wherein they had to learn what dwelt in their own hearts, and wherein that old man had to be mortified day by day. Lord, that thou may look still upon thy church, thou who art the same yesterday, today, and forever, and thou who will care for thy church even unto the end of the world. O thou who dost look for them to return, but thou who also dost work that return by thy own Holy Spirit, all we beseech it of thee, Lord, and that thou may so look upon us and upon our dear children, that we also may be the recipients, the blessed recipients, of the dealings of thy Holy Spirit, which will be also so against our flesh, but it will be to the salvation of our poor souls. Oh, we beseech of thee then that thou wouldst work through also in our life, and that thou may draw our hearts to fear the true and the living God, that thou would make this world a wilderness to each and every one of us, vain in our own sight, and that we may forsake the world and every former friend, and that our heart may burn after thee, who art our maker and creator. But thou who also art the redeemer of thy people, Lord, that that price which thou hast paid may also become lovely and precious in the eyes of many. For by nature, when thou wilt turn us also again, then we will work it out in our own strength. But it is so necessary that everything be stripped away from us, and that we become an afflicted and a poor people, and that we become those that are without strength and without wisdom, without knowledge, and that need instruction and that need everything from thy side. That we need a one-sided work, that we would see that we go lost with all our duties and responsibilities, for it is all too short, though it is required by thee. Lord, then instruct us in thy truth and make it precious unto our souls, and that thy name may be glorified in the hearts of each and every one of us. Remember thy poor in Zion. Feed thou them, as thou dost promise to do when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Jacob, will not forsake them. That thou mayst look on them also in this afternoon hour, and wilt thou feed them with that heavenly bread which we have read together when they asked of thee, and then thou gavest them bread from heaven. Lord, give it also in our day. When thou didst have that rock to bring forth waters, then they did gush out, and that people may drink, and that they may be satisfied. That thou would draw also the hearts of many, Lord, from all the ways of sin, which are not satisfying to our soul, and by which Satan does draw us with, than to leave us in the end in the lurch, to leave us so empty and so guilty, and to stand naked then before thy countenance on that last day. Lord, let him not deceive us, but wilt thou open our poor blind eyes. Look upon the children and upon the youth. Look on them each day in school or at home or wherever that they are educated. Lord, wilt thou supply in all their needs, for thou knowest what they are, and how many afflictions, and how many troubles, and how many pressures are upon our young people sometimes, and our children. Lord, that thou may help them. Give them a place on their knees in their secret chamber before thee. That thou may become, when they are so very young, they're all and in all, and then everyone else will fall away, and all that their friends do require of them. But Lord, that thou may give them to look upon to thee and to desire thee, to bow before thee, that they may come to know thee in the days of their youth, and that they might hear thy voice and follow thee. Wilt thou spoil us all together for this world? Give us to forsake it with heart and hand together, and that we may run after thee. Wilt thou remember all those that are afflicted, in the mind or in the body, young and old together? Wilt thou supply for those that have become old? Be with those that are in the nursing home. Wilt thou supply in the needs of this life, in the disappointments, in the discouragements, in the declining of the years? When the grasshopper shall be for them a burden, and when fear shall be in the way, that thou mayst supply from above in all of their needs. And wilt thou give that thy word may be unto them precious, but that it may also become suitable. Thou can make it so, Lord, even in the end of our life, when it has not been so for us all the days of our life. Oh, thou can bring it in as an arrow. And thou can say unto them, thou art the man. And thou can bring also the old knees to bend yet. And thou art able to give the mouth yet to sing. Oh, look upon parents and families. Look upon teachers and principals and administrators and all those that labor in our school. And wilt thou give the fear of thy name may dwell in that place. And that we may also receive wisdom to know each one in our place how to give instruction in the fear of thy name. Wilt thou give us to take heed of the responsibility that lays upon each and every one of us in our own place in this world and in the family and in our own community. Lord, thou dost say, That we are to lay before thee our rulers and all that are in authority. Wilt thou look on them also in our days? Oh, remember those places where there is great turmoil, where men do rebel, or where there is such confusion. Lord, that thou may supply when the prince of darkness in his hatred for thee and his hatred for thy church does seek to gain the dominions of all the nations of this world, and that they may gather together and to fight against thee and thy people. Oh, then there is a desire to destroy. Lord, thou knowest all things. Oh, that thou may remember in thy mercy. And wilt thou grant us yet a reprieve, us and our dear children, undeservedly. But wilt thou take reasons out of thyself to supply in all the needs also in those places. And wilt thou give to our rulers wisdom to do that which is right also in thy sight, the fear of thy name, to rule according to thy holy law. Look upon all those that are in the prisons. O Lord, help them. Strengthen them. Give them what is necessary for their own self. Whether guilty or whether innocent. Be with all those that suffer from addictions. Those that suffer from serious diseases. Those that suffer in both mind and body. Lord, wilt thou be with us also in this afternoon hour, and when we are called again to bring thy word. Oh, we beseech thee for thy help and for thy guidance in all things. Oh, to fill our hearts with thy spirit and to fill our mouths with words fitting for this flock. And thou who knowest the heart, oh, that thou may lead and guide us every step of the way, and give that thy word and may be fitting and suitable in the hearts of many in this afternoon, and take reasons out of thyself to look upon us in thy mercy, forgiving all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 248, the first four stanzas. The man who once has found abode within the secret place of God shall with Almighty God abide, and in his shadow safely hide. The last collection today is for our school, 248, 1 through 4. Thank you. Congregation, we ask your attention in this afternoon hour for the 26th question and answer of our Heidelberg Catechism that is found in Lord's Day 9. Lord's Day 9, question and answer number 26. What believest thou when thou sayest, I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth? Answer, that the Eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence, is for the sake of Christ, his Son, my God and my Father, on whom I rely so entirely that I have no doubt but he will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body, and further, that he will make whatever evils he sends upon me in this valley of tears turn out to my advantage, for he is able to do it, being Almighty God, and willing, being a faithful Father. So far, our Lord's Day. The comfort of faith in God as Father. First, this faith rests in the care of God as Father. Second, this faith rests in the ability of God as Father. And third, this faith rests in the willingness of God as Father. The comfort of faith in God as Father. First, this faith rests in the care of God as Father. Second, this faith rests in the ability of God as Father. And third, this faith rests in the willingness of God as Father. Congregation, what fears are often resting in the heart of God's children? That is, for this life, when they are looking into the future, and that is also for another life. Jacob was commanded to return unto his country and to his kindred. And he trembled. He trembled for fear of Esau, when he was there with the women and with the children. And then he could go back unto the Lord, and he could say, the Lord, which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred. And so that was a direction and instruction that he has received directly from the Lord. But then we read that Jacob says, Lord, I fear him. That was the reality in the life of Jacob. And that is now also the reality so often in the life of that true church of God. Israel also did come out by the great and mighty hand of the Lord out of that land of Egypt. And then it is not just a matter wherein we are sitting in our easy chair and is saying and making confession of the might of the hand of the Lord. No, but we see an enemy that is behind them. We see mountains. There is no way to the right hand or to the left. And there is a sea before them. And it is their very life which is in peril. Thus, we can easily condemn their rebellion at the edge of that sea. But then we must remember that they were in their own sight as grasshoppers. And when they have looked upon the might of all of their enemies. Faith is a gift of God. David, he was the only one out of all the host of Israel, and that was given sufficient of that faith that he could go against that mighty Goliath. And then there was a time that the Lord did strengthen him, and that he could stand before that man with but a sling and a stone in his hand. And that he could say unto that giant, "You come to me and with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army, whom thou hast defied. This day shall the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and I will take thine head from off thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines unto the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Oh, that faith. And then it was but a short time later that David, having yet and the promise of the Lord for the kingdom, that David does exclaim, "I shall now yet one day perish at the hand of Saul." Faith. Faith is a gift of God. And the exercise of faith, that is also a gift of God. Therefore, it is so often necessary. The Lord sees it fit, because that exercise that is a gift of Him, then the Lord sees it fit so often even to the last of the life of His people, that He is speaking to them and to say unto them, "Fear not." We read that the Lord Jesus, He speaks to His disciples about the future. "And ye shall be brought," He says, "before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become." And thus the Lord Jesus, He said to His disciples what was now coming in the future, and what great fears and that this has brought also in the life of His disciples. And therefore He says to them, "Fear not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, that speak ye in the light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall in the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. And thus the Lord Jesus comforts and gives consolation unto his disciples in all their fears. And that had to do, of course, with this life, who is able to give to himself that faith that Paul was given to exercise. What did he say? He said, "For me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain." But Paul was also not always there, because the Lord, he saw fit that he should appear unto Paul and also to say to Paul, "Fear not. Fear not, Paul, for thou must appear before Caesar, and God hath given unto thee all them that sail with thee." The fears of God's church, are they then just for this life? No, we can read in God's word that they are also for another life, that they concern not only that which is temporal, but those fears, they concern in a special way that which is spiritual. As we read God's servant, and that he says, "O Lord, how long wilt thou forget me forever?" What would that be? To be forgotten forever by the Lord. And so the Lord, he brings his consolations. "Fear not, thou worm Israel, thou worm Jacob. And ye men of Israel, fear not. Why? I will help thee." What did he say to his disciples? He said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Is that not now the way that a mother and that a father will give comfort unto a little child? Oh, how a little child has no fears for the future. And when that child is sitting in the arms, lying in the arms of his mother, carefree, oh, he knows not the future. He only feels love. And everything that will be taken care of by mother and father, even though he is not even old enough to know who mother and father are, and yet he feels something. And so that that child can be in the very greatest dangers in this world, and he is completely oblivious to all that which is coming against him. Children, you get a little older, and as you become older, and then you also become a little fearful. You become fearful of those things that are for the future. Sometimes you are afraid when there is a thunderstorm, and when there is great lightning and great thunder. And then what are you doing? Oh, then you are running. You are running to your father, and you are running to your mother. And then when you may sit by them, oh, then you are not so afraid. And it can be that your mother and your father tremble. But now that child, he is sitting next to father and mother, and his heart is comforted. What is more beautiful? What is more beautiful than that simple childlike faith that is laying everything in the hands of father and of mother? And this is now what the Lord gives as a picture of what may be experienced by that true church of God. When the Lord gives the relation between himself and his people to be described to us ignorant people in the way of this relation between a father and his child, then the Lord, he will say something concerning what that relation is between himself and his children, and what may be experienced also by times in their own soul. So the instructors testify, he will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body, and further that he will make whatever evils he sends upon me in this valley of tears turn out to my advantage. Thus our fathers also speak about the future. They speak also about the future in this life. And then you can hear how that they bring out something of those fears that are often lying in the heart of the people. Fears for the body and fears for the soul. And then they speak of those times when the Lord gives that people that freedom to lay all their fears at the feet of the Lord. And when the Lord gives them that ability, and that they may cast all their cares upon him, for he careth for them. And then they may feel something, or they may feel something of being just a little child. No, then we do not say that such a faith that is always an exercise. That is clear from the Word of God. The Scriptures, they speak even about the heroes of faith. And that those heroes of faith, they were not always upon such a mountain. Abram was not. Sarai was not. Jacob, he said, all these things are against me. Oh, what did Gideon say? Gideon says, Lord, let not thine anger be hot against me. Let it not be hot against me. But Lord, let me lay this fleece here one more time. Why? Because I am afraid. Know that faith is not always strong. It needs to be strengthened. Therefore, those disciples, they have asked for this. Lord, increase our faith. And yet, all the habit, the substance, the being of that faith that is there. What did David say? Though an host should encamp against me, in this will I be confident. Though war should rise against me. What a blessed thing. When that faith may allow that people that rest and that comfort that is afforded to them by the Lord himself. God is the Father of all his people. Can they all call him Father? Oh, a child cannot necessarily. They also cannot necessarily. But when they cannot call him Father, he still is their Father. And when they cannot call him Father, then sometimes they can even still rest in him as a Father. But we see that further in our second thought. When Amaziah, the king of Judah, would fight against the children of Seir, then we read that he hired for himself 100,000 men of the children of Israel. But then the prophet of the Lord came to him, and he rebuked him for this. And what did he say? He says, God has power He says God has power to help and to cast down. What did Jonathan say to his armor bearer? He says, come and let us go over now once unto these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. Why? Because there is no restraint to the Lord. To save by many or by few. Therefore, in our second thought, then we consider that this faith that rests in the ability of God as Father. What believest thou when thou sayest, I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth and all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence. The creation itself that we may see all about us, that is a manifestation, it is the evidence of the power of God. Thus, that evidence that may be viewed with the eyes may be a great comfort for that church of God. And therefore we read in God's word how that the psalmist, they are delighting to contemplate the power of God that is evident in his creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers and the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man? That thou art mindful of him and the son of man, and that thou visitest him. Thus, the creation, that is the contemplation of that church of God, that they may behold in it his power. And that power in creation, the Lord is sometimes using for admonishment to his church. We can read of Job that he did also come out from his right place, that he has also lifted up himself, and the Lord taught him. And by showing to Job his creation, where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? And so the Lord, he goes on bring in the morning and the light, and to speak about the darkness and the stars and the snow and the clouds and the rain and the hail, the animals, how that the animals do bring forth at the speaking of the Lord, how that the Lord is feeding them. And so the Lord is using his power in the creation to admonish his servant. And then what does Job say? He says, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Thus, the power, the ability that is in God, that is set forth by the power of the very creation. But in a special way, the Lord is using that creation and the power that may be seen in it for the strengthening of that people. That he is making even that power to be a pleading ground for his church. As our fathers say here, for he is able to do it, being Almighty God. O congregation, do we ever consider that power? Do you ever consider it, young people, the power of God, and that he is able to do it, being Almighty God? And then in a special way, that thing that you say, I am not able to perform, that you say that we preach that man is dead in sins and in trespasses, that he is so helpless in that work for the salvation of his own soul. What do our fathers say? He is able to do it, being Almighty God. Oh, listen to Asa. And when Zerah the Ethiopian came against him with a host of 1,300,000 chariots, and Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name do we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. Listen to Jehoshaphat, when the children of Moab come against him with a great multitude. O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, and so that there is so that none is able to withstand thee? Oh, what a comfort, and what an encouragement in the heart of that church, when they may plead, and when they may look upon and that power, that ability of God as Father, in all their own helplessness, in all of their own inability, that he is able to provide everything that is necessary, both for body and for soul, that with a single word he has brought this whole world out of nothing, that he has commanded and it has stood firm, and that he has spoken and that it was done. Oh, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the word of his mouth. Oh, he works through means, but he is even able to work without those means, and he is able to create the entire world out of nothing. Oh, the more that a man studies of this world, the more that a man ought to be looking unto that power of the Lord. Young people, when you look through those microscopes, and when you see all that is so very, very small, and when you look through those telescopes, and you see everything that is so very, very vast, and when you may consider for a moment, and the great power and the great ability of the Lord. Oh, is there nothing ever in your heart and that goes out unto the Lord? Is there nothing ever that says, O Lord, and wilt thou also remember me with thy power? Wilt thou remember me with thy ability? In itself, it does for us nothing. The natural man, he rejects God. And he rejects the power of God. But what does the Lord now say unto his own children? He says, consider, think. Oh, let it come every time into your mind again, when all of those fears are in the way, for this life and for another life. Then he says, consider, consider what? Consider the lilies. How they grow, they toil not, they spin not. And yet Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. Oh, if God so clothed the grass, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, Will he not also clothe you, O ye of little faith? The power, the ability of the Lord. What a comfort that it is giving when it may be received by the exercise of faith. But let us sing. Psalter 14, stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 7. O Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how excellent thy name. Thy glory thou hast spread afar in all the starry frame. 1 through 3 and 7 of Psalter 14.
Thank you.
Our last thought is faith rests in the willingness of God as Father. Because, congregation, the Lord is able to care for us. That does not mean that He is also willing. Those are two different things. There are many things that the Lord is able to perform, but that the Lord is not willing to do. Thus, we may believe that the Lord is able, but to believe that the Lord is willing, that is something else. The leper understood that. When he came to the Lord Jesus, and he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Now our catechism that speaks of faith that all things necessary for soul and body would be provided us. But for whom is that? You say that is for the children? Because this Lord's Day is speaking about the provision of a father. And that is right. That is right. The covenant of the Lord that has to do with His own elect. And everything is provided for the people. David, he says, "I was young and now I'm old. And I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread." And the Lord Jesus says, "If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, or is the Lord, how much more your heavenly Father will give good things to them that ask Him." As fathers, we care for our children. And we do that to the very best of our ability. Why? Because there is love in our heart for our children. Much more love in the heart of the Lord for His children. Thus, we can be sure that He is willing to do it. As the Catechism says, He is willing, being a faithful Father, not to give unto them everything that they want, but to give unto them, as we ought to do, fathers, those things which we know are best for our children. But what is now that question that needs to be answered if we may now receive the assurance that our fathers are here speaking of in our catechism? Then you say, we need to have that assurance that I am a child. And that is right. Not in order that our soul may take refuge unto Him by faith. No. No, that faith that takes refuge, that is not assured of that fatherhood. That faith that takes refuge, that is casting itself even as an Esther. It is going in unto the king. It is saying, "If I perish, I perish." Oh, that faith that takes refuge, and that has so many fears that it also may yet be rejected. Or even as that prodigal, before he was received of his father, had so many fears also in his own heart. But now we speak of that which is the assurance of the care of the Father, of God's willingness as a Father. Then it must be that we must know something of childhood. And that is now what our instructors point to. What believest thou when thou sayest, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth and all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence, is, for the sake of Christ his Son, my God and my Father. How is it now possible that David could go forth to meet that mighty giant Goliath? The bravest of all the soldiers in the land of Israel would not go forth. It is clear that David believed that the Lord was able to deliver him. But he also believed that the Lord would deliver him. That the Lord was willing to deliver him. What is that which he said unto Saul? The Lord, which delivered me out of the paw of the lion, and who delivered me out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And how is it that David could say this with an absolute certainty? It had not to do only personally with David, but it had to do with the people, the children of Israel, as the children of the Lord. David believed that. And then it was for the honor of the Lord, and it was for the welfare of the people. Oh, what did David believe? David believed that the Lord, he was going to take care of his own children. What did Mordecai say to Esther? He said that if she did not go in unto the king, then the Lord would deliver his people in another way. It cannot be otherwise, because he is their father. But now our catechism, that deals in a personal way. And so to receive such an assurance concerning my own, the care of my own self, then it is also necessary to know something of those marks of childhood. When do we become a child, children? In birth. In the new birth. Then we become a child. Then we have life from the dead. And then there are marks. Oh, then we begin to love as a child. Before that we can say, God is my Father, then we begin to love as a child. We begin to miss as a child. We begin to miss favor. Do not children miss favor of father or mother? Then we begin to miss as a child. We begin to miss communion. We begin to miss presence. And when father and mother are gone, then a child that is crying, a child is asking when that they will return. Oh, then we begin to miss the shining of the countenance of God. Then we begin to cry as a child in the need of our heart, in the need of our life, for food, for drink, for clothing, for this life. Oh, for food, for drink, for clothing, for another life, for a spiritual meat, for a spiritual drink. Then we begin to fear as a child. No, not as a servant, not as a slave, but that fear of love. Then we will be chastened as a child. Because if we endure chastening, the apostle says, God dealeth with you as he dealeth with sons. And for what son is there whom the father chasteneth not? But he says, if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Oh yes, then we will love as a child, and we will cry as a child. And we will miss as a child. And we will be chastised as a child. And we will mourn as a child. We will mourn for a broken relation. We will mourn for our own sin that has broken that relation. We will mourn for the hiding of the face of the Lord. Or sometimes we will sing as a child. When the heart is full, and when the heart may be given to unburden itself, just as a child. Sometimes we'll even be able to boast like a child. And like God's servant did say, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. O congregation, are you a child? Do you have even the first? Do we have even the smallest marks of a child? What greater comfort can we have in this world than to know we are a child? Because we can try to protect ourselves, and we can try to take care of ourselves for this life. But there are no guarantees. We can have all the insurance, even life insurance. Do we have to do that? Do we have to do that, congregation, to have life insurance? Oh, ask the Lord if we may be a child. Then we will not need to do such things. Because if God be for us, then who can be against us? There is no one that is able to touch the apple of God's eye. But now, if we have no marks of a child, where is our comfort? But still, we can become a child. Because how do we become a child? We become a child by adoption. Then one who is not a child becomes a child. What does the Lord say? In the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of God. Would that not be a wonder? Is there now no desire for this? Oh, that we may be a child, and that we may receive once again the blessed communion with him whom we have left. Oh, that we may receive that happiness, and that we have heard of little of in this morning. And that happiness, when there may be that blessed communion between God and our soul. Oh, the Lord, give to us no rest, until also we may know that we are a child. Then we have all the benefits of the children, and all the blessings of the children, and all the comforts of the children, who are cared for by their heavenly Father. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we see nothing by nature. We see nothing precious, nothing comely in thee. But there is so much. Oh, do give thy word place in this afternoon hour. Send us away from this place. And with a newborn desire, a newborn hunger and a thirst, that we also may be a child. And that thy children also may desire to know of their sonship, that they may receive also those comforts for their own soul that are sold to thy honor, when that faith may be an exercise which glorifies and magnifies thee. Lord, forgive our many sins, also of this day, of preaching and of listening, and crown it with thy blessing, and that by the foolishness of preaching, and thou may be pleased to save them that believe. Go thou with us in the week to come. We lay before thee once more that family that must stand in this week at that open grave. Be thou in mercy on their right and on their left hand. Uphold them from above. For Jesus' sake, amen. Our closing psalter is 283, stanzas 2 and 3. Good is the Lord, and full of kind compassion, most slow to anger, plenteous in love. Rich is his grace to all that humbly seek him, boundless and endless as the heavens above. 2 and 3 of 283. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.